and this is episode 2 of High Energy Listening. With me today is...
Hi, Meg Scanlon.
And...
I'm Sarah Ruth Blake. I wasn't here for the previous episode.
Our third co-host.
Yes. Unfortunately, she was not here for episode 1, but she,
I'm here now.
She's here now. That's all that matters.
From episode 2 till forever.
That's all that matters.
Or until they kick me out.
No.
Guys, can I just say I missed, I listened to the previous podcast. I'm very upset that I missed the husky pant conversation and also the jegging conversation.
Okay, well, let's revisit it.
Let's revisit it. Go ahead.
First of all, jeggings. Yes. I'm wearing them.
Meg is wearing jeggings right now.
She's wearing jeggings.
Loving them. They've changed my life. Comfy. They're comfy. They go with boots.
Yeah,
They have an elastic waistband. You can eat as much as you want.
That's
I feel like jeggings become an outfit when you put them with a tall pair of boots.
They look like legitimate pants.
Something that covers the elastic waistband. You could wear anything with jeggings as long as you're wearing a boot.
Actually, from far away, right?
And you
with
thought
that
they
sweater,
were
yeah,
jeans,
they could be
right?
jeans.
No,
they
you
could
thought
totally
this was
be
like
jeans.
A real outfit.
I thought you actually got dressed for the podcast.
You thought I got dressed up
for the podcast.
I just rolled out of bed, put on a pair of jeggings and a comfy pair of boots.
Right. Whereas I did not dress for the podcast. I came in leggings.
But the same concept, right? Though. Black leggings can look good with boots.
Black leggings with a pair of 4-year-old sneakers.
That's a perfect age. Age to perfection.
Age to perfection.
Broken in.
Nice
more
and broken
than gently
in.
Broken
yep.
in.
They are hard worn. I got...
Oh, hard worn.
Hard worn.
An
They're
HW
like worn pair? Like... You know, past the point where you ought to warn them. And and a t-shirt with another long sleeve t-shirt over.
That says, checker cab 722-2227.
Don't give away the real number.
Well, there's no area code.
Oh, okay.
There's no area code.
212.
Yeah, 212.
I think it's actually a 607. 607, because that's the Binghamton area where I'm from.
Oh.
The Binghamton area.
So someone could, if you're in Binghamton listening to this right now, and
shout
you had
out
too
to
much,
Binghamton.
And you had too much to drink. You could call that
Safe
cab to
ride.
Take you home. Yes.
Safe I think
ride.
I actually
ride.
Did used to call this cab number. Maybe that's
really?
Why the t-shirt appealed to me.
Okay.
Yeah, because it would be like, you're drunk at a party. It's like, now we have to go home. 7222227.
That's easy. Easy to remember.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
It's Very a palindrome, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What do you call the number ones?
What is a palindrome?
Palindrome
I don't even know
like,
what that is.
Well, for
it's a word
words,
that's forwards and backwards.
It's
same.
The same. Like, well, here's a great example.
Like dad.
Okay. Boob.
Boob.
Oh, yeah.
Dad or
dad
boob.
Is more appropriate,
is one,
but boob is the
is
first
one.
Thing that came to mind.
Mom, also.
Mom. Also could have come to mind quicker than
noon.
Boob.
Noon. Oh,
but so
oh, you're
I
learning.
Think with numbers, it's the same thing, or is it not called a palindrome? Is it called something else?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. I will be googling.
Okay,
this.
Ben, you guys. You know, I
Sarah also is rocking a nice headband.
That is a pretty sweet headband.
It's
it
a
is.
Stretchy. It's a stretchy headband
don't
that
worry.
Holds
there will
holds
be a,
a little boosties back from my face, but also mainly serves to help cover my ears more on the walk here. Because
okay.
otherwise, I get cold inside.
Yes,
and I don't like
Sarah
that.
Walked here
from the gym. That's dedication.
Oh no, I walked here from my apartment.
Oh, you didn't go to the gym.
No,
oops.
I'm going to go to the gym
oh,
on the way back. So it's
okay,
2.2 mile walk.
Okay, cool. What is your
another
workout
palindrome 2.2? Oh, guys, it is a word, phrase, number, or other sequence of characters. So it is a palindrome.
Okay.
Excellent.
Shout out Binghamton with your checker cab palindrome.
Palindrome.
Sorry, I feel like Eric, you were.
Eric's wearing
to
a husky
speak.
Jean.
No, I'm
Eric's
not.
Wearing some husky
I think,
jeans.
I don't think I touched on
pants.
This. When I was,
in
was
case
a
he
child,
slips and falls.
I had
you wear
husky
pants.
Of course you had husky pants.
I had husky
Look
pants.
At
Wait,
you.
Talk.
What? I am not overweight. I have a perfect weight.
This is not a visual
weight.
Medium.
It's not
Wait,
a visual
tell
medium.
Us, what age was this?
I think I was in husky pants at age
I'm
going to
go
10.
With 7.
Oh.
Or maybe 9.
10.
9 or 10.
Way
Third
up.
Or fourth grade, what did you
yeah.
say?
What are you wearing today?
I was
today?
A little husky.
Meaning,
I was a little husky.
At that point?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was a husky child.
Were you? I am surprised to
Were
hear
you a fat
this.
Kid?
I was never,
Sarah.
I was never huge.
Sarah Ruth
I was
Blake.
Never like, yeah, hugely overweight.
Holding
I was never
your hands
hugely
as if you had
overweight.
Big breasts.
I was never like,
big boobs.
I never
Palindrome.
Had huge man
Shout
boobs.
Out.
I never had gigantic man
no,
boobs
but the
as
way
a
you
child.
Were like,
they
I
would be
was
child
never
boobs.
Huge. All right,
I didn't mean to put them in my chest
Eric,
region.
Were you a woman? Were you? No, not a woman. A girl.
Never.
Not yet a girl.
I was always a man.
Not yet a woman.
I was always a man.
Not yes. quite a husky boy.
No.
Not,
I was always a man.
How does that go? Not yet a woman? I'm not a girl, but not yet a woman.
Not yet a woman, but not a girl?
Eric, do you want to weigh on this Britney Spears phrase?
I don't know.
I will be chief researcher.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Wait, but what are you researching even?
Britney Spears line.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
Okay.
It's from one of the earlier albums. But now she's like full woman. She's like 30.
Yeah. I had some husky pants, but not anymore. I don't have to wear husky pants. I am wearing
they don't a make them for adults,
button down
do they?
Flannel. No, but I guess you could have larger sizes.
I'm gonna feel
there
Eric's
flannels
shirt.
Without buttons, Eric. Yeah. Is it real flannel?
It's flannel.
Can you?
Well, a flannel is not really a pullover material.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it doesn't have a lot of give.
You're right. I guess all of them are
button
down.
What if you just like
a flannel t-shirt?
Big neck hole.
I'm going to make
like
those.
Like a big neck hole.
A poncho. A big piece of flannel.
And you just pull it over your head, slip your arms.
That'd be warm. I'm sure that'd be warm.
That's basically, we described like a snuggie.
It's like a snuggie.
A flannel snuggie would be awesome.
A flancho.
A fluggy.
Spelled fluncho. Or a fluggy.
Fluggy.
fluggie.
You could definitely sell a fluggy. A fluggy is definitely a product that you sell like late night on television.
Yeah, I agree.
Whereas a flancho might be like in, shoot, what's that magazine called that Elaine works for on Seinfeld?
Oh, Vanderlit. No, not Vanderlit. What is that?
Peterman, the J. Peterman catalog.
Yeah, J.
A
Peterman
flancho
catalog.
Is sold in the J. Peterman yes. catalog.
That's what it was called? The J.
I looked
Peterman
across
catalog?
The room and saw that a gorgeous hipster who's wearing his glasses and a warm flancho.
A warm flancho.
Guys.
Double-layered flancho made out of steel wool.
I'm really enjoying this. So I feel like I interrupted it about
time. Go ahead.
The chorus is, I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. All I need is time, a moment that is mine while I'm in between.
What song is it? What title is it?
This is Britney Spears, I'm not a girl, comma, not yet a woman.
Oh, that's the actual song title.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
not
yes,
familiar
sir.
With that one.
Then verse 2, I'm not a girl.
How do you there know all no, this?
I She's just reading Googled. It on the
oh.
internet.
Eric, I have a photographic memory. There's no
Britney
need
Spears
to protect
is your favorite
me.
Author.
It's time. My favorite author and poet. She's
your
a
favorite
poet, you guys.
A lyrical poet.
Let me start over so we get the full
all
effect.
Right, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
I'm not a girl. There is no need to protect me. It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own. I've seen so much more than you know. So don't tell me to shut my eyes. Oh,
that is beautiful.
It's a little eerie, though. Don't tell me to shut my eyes. Shut your eyes, Brittany.
Shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes so I can kiss you, Brittany.
Shut your eyes,
Shut
Brittany.
Your eyes.
You're not yet a woman.
Brittany.
You're not yet a
shut
woman.
Shut your eyes. That's her boyfriend talking to her.
Her husband. What's his name?
At this
White
age,
trash.
Wasn't she like 15?
Was
his name
she dated
is White Trash.
Justin Timberlake for a while, right?
Justin
I remember,
Timberlake is not White Trash.
No, he's nice, I guess.
No way.
You know, he may have lived in a trailer for like a little while, but he definitely moved right up out of that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in he's Orlando for the Mickey Mouse Club.
The Mickey Mouse Club,
right.
Yeah.
But in Orlando, there's a lot of trailer parks.
There are. That's true.
Oh, can I tell you guys something?
Sure.
I know we didn't discuss this ahead of time.
Go ahead.
But trailer parks remind me of tiny houses because Chris, my husband, is working on this tiny
house
show.
Shout out to Chris.
Shout out Chris B. He's working on this tiny house show and people spend a lot of money for these tiny houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're like parked in like tiny house like communities, which mm-hmm. basically when I look at them coming from my upstate lower income bracket, mm-hmm. I look at them and I'm like, that's a fancy trailer park.
That's all it is. A
These
fancy
people are
trailer
paying
park.
A lot of money to live in trailers.
Does it have wheels?
Oh, this is the actual song now. Okay.
Eric, you know this.
Oh, I know this song. Okay, sure.
Like a slow ballad. Was this in the movie Crossroads?
Oh my god, I think so. Ooh.
I never saw Crossroads.
By Shonda Rhimes, though.
Wait, I'm worried about
copyright.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna get sued.
For, okay, you
actually,
guys.
You know what is
was
good
that 10
though?
Seconds?
That's probably about 6 seconds.
Maybe I'll give you this whole free iTunes preview, and then you can keep what you want.
I guess. But actually, you know what? This is not even a business entity.
Shut your eyes, Brittany.
So therefore, no one would be able to sue us.
No one would give you a kiss, Brittany. Shut your eyes.
Shut your eyes.
We're not
Brittany.
Making any money on this, so therefore we don't need to worry about this.
What can they sue us for?
We don't have
nothing.
Any advertisers. This is
they can just send us a cease and desist.
That's true. They could.
But cease and desist. All right. Then we'll stop playing Britney songs.
All right.
During
we'll edit this
you
out.
You guys, I can't promise I can stop playing Britney songs.
All right.
I
think you can.
You
we get the idea now.
You
can.
You
can turn
know?
The music off now,
get
please.
To
verse two.
And actually,
that's a girl.
Also, that's the longest preview ever. That's way over 10 seconds.
Is it?
Yes.
She has the song downloaded on her phone.
I know you do.
I do not.
You do.
You guys.
Nah, you do. Come
I maybe
on, don't
have
lie.
The CD. What year was
it? I think
this?
You have it downloaded.
2004.
What is she wearing? 2004. I feel like I should
like
shut my eyes
ago.
Looking at this.
This is
she's
just
wearing
while
like an 80s jacket.
This was the
underpants.
Toxic, the Toxic, what I'm shouting, the Toxic album, and I'm a Slave for You.
Okay. That was like 99.
No,
okay, so she's not yet a woman.
No, way off, way
2004
off.
Was like 10 years ago, so she kind of was a woman then, I feel like.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
Whatevs.
Sorry, we were talking about tiny houses, trailer parks.
Yeah.
Oh, for Halloween.
Yeah.
I remember a long time ago, these guys all wore like white undershirt and like jeans, and then they put like a white trash bag, like again, like our flancho.
Oh, I got it.
They cut a hole in the trash bag and then like armholes, and they put on a white trash bag, and then they wrote
white trash
on the front.
Okay.
And then I think they gave themselves like stupid nicknames on the back. It was not a brilliant idea.
And did they tell each other to shut their eyes?
That's pretty
they
good.
Said, shut your eyes. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you.
That's pretty good costume, actually.
I guess so.
Good.
I mean, I feel
not
like
bad.
White trash is like a derogatory term.
It is.
Yeah.
It is derogatory.
I don't feel like it's acceptable.
It's not a compliment. If somebody calls
well,
you white
nice
trash, you should
say.
Get mad.
Eric, what are you? What are your people?
I'm a mutt of many different mixtures. I have German, Greek, French, Lebanese.
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 That's Risk, right?
Yeah, Risk is Lebanese. It is. It's a Lebanese name.
How do you actually say your name? Can you say your name slowly?
Risk.
Risk.
You
so it's like
it
an
like
S.
An
it's
S.
Like an S-C-K. Yeah.
Like the board game of
Risk.
World
like
Domination.
The board game of World Domination.
That game is so boring.
I never liked it either, actually.
I had to play that in high school.
What?
Like,
what high school did you go to? That was part of your curriculum?
High school of no classes.
That was part of your curriculum?
No, you guys. This was in like an honors class. This
an
is
honors class?
School,
board
you guys.
Game
no, it was like they wanted us. It was like when we were, I think it was when we were studying like World War II, and they wanted us to come up with like political strategy. Uh-huh. And my history teacher was not a huge fan of mine or the guy he paired me with, and he made us France because he hated France, and then we won. We took over the world.
Oh,
you guys.
Awesome. That constituted
well, I mean,
A, taking
I think
over
it
the
was,
world.
It was literally like we did it for like two days, like two periods. It wasn't like it went on forever.
Okay.
But he just, I don't know. I don't know what the reason was. Mm-hmm. I guess we were studying World War II, and he was like, do political strategy. I don't know, you guys. It wasn't like my whole year.
I'm convinced it was the entire class.
No,
one gigantic
of,
game
of
risk.
Lots of tests and essays. Lots of,
no writing.
Been an AP class, you guys. I don't know.
Wow.
Can I just sidebar to the mental picture of this teacher's classroom? Just like, covered with different periods, risks, board games,
oh,
like
yeah.
set up
that's
like,
right.
all over the
that's
room.
Right.
And his face
you have to
when
save
we won,
it, yeah.
face when me and this other boy, our team won, and we were France.
What was his name?
His name is Dan.
Dan what?
I don't know.
It's a long time ago. It was grade school. No, it was high school.
It was like grade school, guys. Did you guys have this? It wasn't like, maybe it was a club. It was definitely an elementary school, maybe middle school. And it was like, you would sign... sign language, but to the lyrics in a song.
Yes.
But it was almost like your hands were dancing
no.
while they were.
Yes.
Oh, in Napoleon Dynamite, they did
oh,
that,
yes.
right?
Yes, in Napoleon Dynamite.
And they call
Dynamite.
It, what did they call it? Like Helping Hands Club
yes.
or something
yeah.
like that?
Yes.
But it's like a real thing, but it's not for people who are
I think
hearing
it's mostly
impaired.
For
it's
self-indulgent
just,
hearing people. It,
well,
really?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
all
and
it's for.
It's like
wow,
to show off huh. your linguistic skills in
okay.
ASL and music skill. I don't know, but they always would do It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday by Boys
yes.
to Men.
Yes.
What
it's
was
so
in Napoleon Dynamite, though?
You say goodbye.
Wait, guys.
To yesterday.
But I can't remember. one they did in Napoleon Dynamite. This is like, guys, I'm on it. I'm on it. What one did they do in Napoleon Dynamite? Can you remember?
I don't remember.
It was like the girl that Napoleon liked.
Do you guys know that like the two guys who made Napoleon Dynamite are like Mormons?
Oh yeah, because didn't they film it in like Idaho?
Yeah, somewhere like that. Somewhere in the middle. Sorry, flyover states.
No, it was really pretty. Yes, and I think I did know that they were Mormon.
We when I worked at the ad agency, they were looking at them for a certain commercial, and it's like, well, they will only do certain types of commercials because they are Mormon. Okay,
they don't want to like beliefs. Yeah, they don't want to do any kind of like alcoholic stuff. That makes sense.
Not that we had any great accounts like alcohol or cars at the ad agency I worked at, so it didn't really matter that they wouldn't do them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. And now you're playing more copyrighted music.
10 seconds of it. We need this. Right.
Do we? Do we really need that? Come on.
And then you'd be like, it's something like.
Oh, okay. The arm and the tear motion.
I just wiped away a tear. That's not how you say goodbye.
That was a real tear. Like that was a real tear.
This is a sad song.
It is a
guys.
Sad song.
It is.
Even when you're a child watching an assembly with people signing and
it's sad.
Dance signing to this, there's a thing.
I mean, well, let's face it. Like, Boyz II Men was sort of covering some stuff that was going on in the community at that time, which was like really rough, shitty stuff.
Yeah.
So like, it makes sense.
Right.
Guys, we're getting really dark here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right. It's all right. Actually, also, it should be noted, today is Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, so it's only appropriate that we would
play some Boyz II
Men.
True. There we go.
Do you think the Boyz II Men were wearing Husky pants?
No, I don't think so.
No, because they were men.
They were men.
They were not yet men.
Yeah.
But
I don't
still
think,
boys.
They were not really overweight either, I don't think. So probably not. Probably not.
No? Were they really fit? They were kind of abs.
I think average.
Yeah.
I think that was their appeal. They were like average dudes.
Yeah. Average dudes.
Average dudes.
I don't know what you call them. I'm trying to look about like signing songs, but no one's really giving it.
Oh, an actual term
for
it. What
about sing signing? Sign singing? Sing a, sing a, sing a. Song a, song a, song a. Early morning singing song.
I have no idea what that's.
Anyone else raised by hippies, huh?
No.
Anyone?
Don't know that at all.
Anyone
but then,
else there?
But then my education in Jacksonville, Florida was not very, it was not very comprehensive.
You didn't play Risk?
Oh, we didn't
like
play
AP
Risk.
History class?
I mean, it was fine. It was just, pretty average school.
Did you take any AP classes?
Actually, in high school, I did. I took I think I also took AP History, maybe AP Calc. Actually, I was worse at the math classes. Yeah, I got
sign for
pretty bad
sing.
Grades in that.
It's called what? Calculus?
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, I'm not.
I had to struggle, and maybe I made a C or something, like barely.
I did not take calculus.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
You know why?
I used it 0%.
I failed math too,
what
so I couldn't take calculus. Math two is what you have to take in your sophomore year in New York State.
Okay.
So I failed math too.
What kind of stuff do you do in that?
It's logic. It's the thing where like there's like letters equal things, which is funny because I always thought I was really good at logic, like logical thinking, like, you know, like Spock.
Sure.
Stuff like that. So then when it came down to logic and math, I was like, I don't get this. But also our teacher got really sick that year. We had like a sub and then a different sub.
Yeah.
And then, so like I never really focused.
Okay.
I guess what I'm saying.
Okay.
So then I had to take math two, my junior year, and then math three my senior year, so then I didn't have any time for calc.
Got it.
I also had to retake chemistry because I didn't turn in my labs.
I hated labs because it was such a long class and you have to be in the lab for hours.
We didn't even have that many. We had like just 40 minutes for lab, but you had to like rewrite your lab and submit it, and I never rewrote my labs.
The one tool that I remember from lab that has a funny name, and I'll reference it till today even, sometimes they'd say like, get a heaping micro spatula. And it was like, that's like it's like contradictory because it's like, get a heaping micro spatula of nitrogen. Well, actually, nitrogen's gas. I don't know, some kind of element or something.
I don't think you actually took chemistry.
I like that.
You're right.
This one called
the way to scoop nitrogen in micro spatula.
A micro spatula of sulfur powder.
What
basically,
is a
I'm a high school dropout. I'm a fraud. No, I'm kidding. I actually went to college.
That's why he's an actor.
What did this utensil look like?
It was like a really tiny little scoop, like the kind that would come in a Folgers can of coffee.
That big, though?
But tiny.
Micro. Like tiny.
Well, that's what I'm trying to gauge.
But heaping would be like a ton of it on this tiny little spatula.
Why couldn't you just do two instead of a heaping one?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Or why couldn't you use a quarter teaspoon?
You're right. That would make more sense. I guess it's not scientific.
We used to do this one called elephant toothpaste. Did you guys do this?
What is that? No.
What is this?
Basically, the teacher would do it because it was unsafe for us to do it. And she'd like do it on her desk. And it was like, basically, it would be like one of those bigger size cylinder.
Oh, like a test tube.
like a glass cylinder.
A test. I was really good at chemistry, I guess. A cylinder.
A glass cylinder.
It was pretty big.
With markings on
it. Big enough.
By Pyrex.
For an elephant's mouth. And yeah, and so they put like all these chemicals together. And it would basically turn into like this huge foam that would like shoot out of it. And it would look like this really thick toothpaste, and they would call it elephant's toothpaste. I went to a good school, you guys. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we did games all day, but no, again, a difficult class. Okay, getting back to Napoleon Dynamite, Happy Hands Club.
Okay.
And the song that they did, I don't know. He was actually in it.
Yeah, he was part of the signing club.
Oh, some say he was love. A really cool some dude. Say love, it is
some
a river.
Some say love, it is
now, who
a
sings
river.
That, though? I don't know.
I don't know. Did.
Well, it's like, keep it that way.
They call it the rose or something. But yeah, I don't know
what
who that are.
It's supposed to be like boys to men. Let's keep it that way. I just said you keep it that way.
I'm supposed to be like singing like what's the boys to men song we just played?
Like it's so hard to say goodbye yesterday.
It's so
and then
hard.
I go, who sings that?
Boys to men.
Let's keep it that way.
Oh man.
That's a burn, you guys. That's a typical
is that
burn,
a burn
from our childhood.
Okay.
You never experienced
this? No, we
experienced
burns.
Did you have a sheltered childhood?
What? No, I got burned all the time.
How did you get burned? Corduroy pants?
Wearing corduroy pants? I think I might have had a pair of corduroy pants.
Did anyone
pants
tease you about wearing husky pants?
I'm sorry. I think we had
I'm
this.
Sorry. I made
this is therapy now. Let's
I'm sorry.
See.
Children often come to me with their
no,
problems.
No, maybe.
At work, so
maybe,
I feel like
but,
I need to get to the bottom.
Here's
of this.
The thing. No, I think this was addressed in the last episode, and I can't for the life of me remember even how. Because you're saying like, how did they know they were husky pants?
Because you were a chunky kid.
Well, maybe, I didn't even know what they were.
But yeah, I guess,
but
there was no label on it, in the actual pants that said Husky.
No, this is one of those childhood things
it wasn't like,
that, like
on the leg or something that said Husky.
So it's not a brand.
It didn't
so
say
let's
Husky.
Say you were wearing like Levi's, a 504.
It was the cut. It was the cut of pants.
My...
Yeah,
it's because you're a fat kid.
They would
kid.
Say Levi's brand, like the leather, whatever you call that thing, would say Levi's.
Yes.
So where would it say Husky? Just
on the inside tag.
In the
so
tag.
Yeah, how
yeah.
would people even?
I don't know.
Tease you
I don't know.
It? They would just be like, "Are those some Husky pants you're wearing, Eric? Are those close your eyes. Close your eyes. Are those some Husky pants?
Close your eyes, Eric. I'm looking down your pants.
That's exactly what happened.
What about if they're giving you a wedgie?
To look at the tag.
Did they look at it when they were giving you a wedgie?
Was there husky underpants?
Oh my god, what is going on?
Oh god.
This is the actual footage from the movie, in case you're wondering what that is.
In case you're wondering if we're violating a copyright.
We've violated like 12 copyrights.
Fortunately,
already.
I'm like buffering.
That was only 15 seconds of Napoleon.
That was 15 whole seconds? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, my internet.
It's buffering.
Oh, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay, wait. Can I just say that, like,
yes.
I feel like cut in and out while you're talking.
Insults that kids use, and they only know to insult you about that because they are aware of it. Like, the only way a kid can make fun of you for husky pants is that he has to, at some point,
right,
have worn
like,
husky pants.
I don't
pants.
Even know what they are. So I wouldn't be like, are those the husky pants, Eric?
You're right. Yeah.
So
maybe
it would be like what you're most sensitive about. Yeah.
Right. Well, that kid would have also have had to worn husky pants.
But why
at some
would
point.
You right. make fun of someone wearing husky pants if you're wearing them? Because then you're also couldn't
well,
they
maybe...
just be like, you're also wearing husky pants, and then you're like guilty.
At my school, there was a thing people used to make fun of you for. It'd be like, yeah, well, you shop at Salvation Army, or yeah, I saw you shopping at Salvation Army, and the response is always, well, you must have been there.
All right, that's
oh,
a good
if
comeback.
I saw them. So they didn't, the way they could have made that comeback work is to not say, I saw you shopping there, but you look like you
shopped. Yeah, you look like you shopped.
Usually it would be like a your mama. Your mama shops at Salvation
Ooh,
Army.
Oh, your mama jokes. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Your
but
mama.
But it'd be like, yeah, your mama also shops at Salvation Army. Or no, actually, usually the comeback would be, yeah, your mama shops at Kmart.
Oh, yeah, Kmart was an insult. definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yep. In Florida, too?
Yeah, people would, yeah.
Oh, but now there's, like, Martha Stewart.
Living. Yeah, now they have real designers. But, yeah, Kmart,
Walmart.
Would you
Walmart. Buy clothes from Kmart?
I do not.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. I think I bought a lamp there one time. The
yeah,
one
I bought
down
Home Goods. Home Goods,
oh, well,
yeah.
Home Goods is, like...
Yeah.
No, I said you bought some Home Goods at Kmart.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Home Goods the store, and I'm like...
No, that's different. You can't buy pants at Home Goods.
No. Do they sell Husky pants? Where do they sell Husky pants?
Sears Roebuck.
Yeah, Sears.
Sears Roebuck.
Formerly known as Sears Roebuck and Company.
Sears Roebuck
has... Sears, feel free to kick us some money for this.
I know, look at these shout-outs.
Well, did Roebuck drop off? Did he commit suicide is what I'm asking.
He probably jumped off the Sears building in Chicago. That's like the tallest building. I know.
Sarah's brought the tone to I don't want to say it's just Sarah, but
no, it's okay.
Maybe it just episode two would have.
Hey, did you guys see Selma?
I'm not unenjoying this.
I did not watch.
I'm not unenjoying this.
Unenjoying? Is that a word?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's
a really
word.
Good high school, you guys. AP English. Shout out AP English.
I got a 2 on my AP English exam. That's out of 5, in case anyone wants to know.
That's average.
Maybe you
right?
took. Maybe you took that class in college again. Right?
Well, I didn't proofread my essay at all.
Why? Did you run out of time?
I didn't want to.
You didn't want to. Yeah, that's a legit reason.
Guys, I'm having a lot of trouble. But anyway, it's Some Say Love, the Happy Hands Club, which Napoleon is a part of.
Yes.
I was saying he was watching.
No, he's a part
of
it.
That girl he likes.
Oh, no.
And she was like dreamily like doing sign language.
No.
It was like
she's
it was
watching
turning
him.
Him on.
She's watching him with a dreamy face while he does happy hand signing. Do you guys want to come over and watch Napoleon Dynamite after?
More than anything.
Oh yeah.
All right, cool.
Sounds awesome.
But wait, Bet, can I just ask you guys about Selma? So you saw Selma?
No, I didn't see it.
No,
I have not
seen it. It looks very
It wasn't
good.
One of the screeners.
And I think Oprah had a
was
march
it?
Over
it
the weekend, I believe. In
Oprah
Selma.
Had a march this weekend?
I believe I saw that somewhere in
In Selma she had a march.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant IRL this weekend. She had a march.
In real life, yes. In Selma, she led a march.
What?
That's not real life. That's a movie.
That's a movie, Meg.
No. The movie Selma.
Right. That's a movie then. That's not IRL.
No, in real life.
Yes.
Okay.
She led a march in Selma, Alabama over the weekend.
Oh,
really?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I know it's also a movie.
A Selma, Alabama. Yes, the place.
Sometimes.
As same as the movie is in Selma, Alabama.
So wait, I didn't get that screener.
Sometimes Meg is so pleasant.
No.
She's such
don't take me
a pleasant talker that you might think she's not clever. But she's actually very clever. She's just a pleasant talker and clever.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, like just now, you were saying that in like such a pleasant way. It's like, guys, wait. But wait, hold on. Not pleasant. Airheady, maybe?
Oh,
whoa!
Well, that's a burn.
Zing!
Sure. That's
zing!
A IRL.
IRL.
Present
zing.
Time. In present time. IPT.
I didn't mean to burn. I'm just saying that sometimes when you're saying things, it's like, oh, she's saying this like as like a funny thing, but no, you're saying it as a real thing.
Oh no, that was a serious thing I was saying. You guys are so puzzled by that. You're like, that's a movie.
Because you have such a pleasant way of saying
tone?
Things.
All right,
yeah,
I'll work on it.
See, that's a very dark tone.
But,
I know that what you're saying right now is very
but
serious.
You saw the movie.
Guys, I'll work on it.
Oh, yeah,
I
saw the movie Selma. It was really good.
It was really good.
Was that
good.
One of the free screeners? Not the digital downloads? Or was there some way to watch
it? I went to a screener of
I'll
in a theater.
I'll pay for it. But haven't yet.
There was one night where there was 2 screeners of it. One was a screener with a Q&A in Manhattan.
Oh, it was one of those. Okay.
And one was a screener in Brooklyn.
Got it.
And there was no Q&A. And that's the one I went to see with Chris. And I think that was a through SAG screener.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But there was no credits at the end because it was like such a new movie that the credits weren't done yet.
Okay.
So like the movie ended and like it just went black.
Abruptly cut. Weird. Okay.
Yeah, and there was no like song. And
the
I was like, I was saying to Chris, I'm like,
abrupt cut.
Is this like a thing?
Abrupt
like...
cut to end of movie.
End of movie.
Smash cut to leaving the theater.
And there wasn't even like a bloop, 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 bloop of the film reel running out.
That would have been
end.
You and Chris
been good.
Went
I
to see
liked
that one?
That.
Yeah.
SAG I would have liked
or
that.
No?
With Chris Piazza.
He may be a guest sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out
would
Pan Opticon
would,
Productions.
Would he be a guest to talk about his camera work?
He might. I don't know that he'd get a word in edgewise with the way the three of us chat.
You're right.
No,
we are
we'll
having a lot
him.
Of chatting.
There's a lot of
chatter.
Over talking?
There is a lot of over talking. Also, I hear a lot of like running on the roof
they,
above.
They like pummel each other.
Are there kids running back and forth? Is that what it is? Like racing, like foot races.
They do this all day.
Like baton races, maybe. Maybe three-legged races with like rubber bands.
They also have a bird, caged bird as a pet that you can hear sometimes.
Okay.
I wish this wouldn't stop.
So wait, who's the artist that sings that? Do we know?
Boys to Men?
Can we Shazam this?
Eric, just close your eyes and take out your Shazam.
Take out your Shazam out of your husky pants there, Eric.
Can you please stop this music immediately? Please, Meg. I'm begging you. I'm going to stop it for you.
I can't. Eric, I can't. It's over. It's just a 1 minute clip, you guys.
That was way longer than 1 minute. That was it's 12 minutes.
No, I just, it kept freezing.
You had the extended version of the song.
No, it just kept freezing. But what? What song is it?
That's too much.
I don't know. Isn't it in the listing?
No, it's not. Let me see.
Oh, God. All right. She's
I know the song's called The Rose. That's what it's called.
That song is called The Rose?
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because we had to learn it in grade school, but not sign language.
Everyone
it was like
learned
regular,
like these weird songs, it was like Boys to Men.
It wasn't like
and this.
It was
they
just
were
like singing
universal.
For something, but it wasn't sign language. Here, look, I'll Google it too. Holy crap, Bette Midler sang that song.
Oh,
yeah.
It is the Rose.
Yeah.
The Happy
oh, no, wait.
Hands.
It's written
Club,
by Amanda McBroom,
is...
made famous by Bette Midler. So it was written by Amanda McBroom.
Okay, it says, in one scene, we learn that Napoleon is a member, the only male member of the Happy Hands Club, in which signing the rose for classroom audience.
Yeah.
The Happy Hands Club has its real counterpart. Its original name was the Good Hands Club.
Oh, the Good Hands Club.
No bad hands.
Idle hands are the devil's playground.
That
ooh,
that
true.
Should be the name of that club.
No idle hands.
Wait, Eric, please tell me how you knew that was called the Rose.
We had to learn that in like some kind of grade school music class. I'm
Did you
serious.
Sing it?
Yeah.
Chorus or something?
It was weird though, because it wasn't like a chorus group for the like elementary school. It was just like, okay, it was like part of the curriculum. It was like, go to music class. And so like
and
the whole
the
class. And we had to, learn it. And we did
that's good. That's
sing
called
it
the
in
arts.
Class.
And
yeah.
you said,
that's
wait,
arts.
Bette Midler does a cover of this? Is that what
well,
you were saying
no,
while I was
well,
looking this up?
Well, no, that's who made it famous. It was written by Amanda McBroom. But
shout out Amanda McBroom.
Yeah.
Shout out McBroom.
But Bette Midler made it famous with her version of the song.
Do you think McBroom has a silent E on the end?
It did.
It did?
Yeah. I looked, it was in the, yeah.
It was in the what?
The Wikipedia.
The phone. It was in the phone.
It was in the phone.
That's right. That
you're not yet a man.
That did not
happen. Not a boy, not yet a man. So close your eyes.
Maybe
Sarah,
a pedophile or a child molester, maybe?
I was thinking a peer. I was thinking a
peer?
Girl. A girl his own age. Why did you take it? I was thinking
maybe
in
the
a
voice.
Girl.
Did you do the voice? That's not a girl's voice. You're
I
like,
have a girl's voice because I'm a girl.
No, but
and then you have a lady's
no.
voice.
I have a lady's
no, but you
a
did,
lady's voice.
You did a different voice.
Oh, did I?
You were like,
well,
take
no,
off
Eric,
those husky pants.
No, I was thinking like,
close your
that's
eyes.
That's K-Fed saying
like an 11-year-old girl. That's overly aggressive.
I auditioned for an art video installation that
uh-huh.
will be in the new museum
uh-huh.
this past week,
uh-huh.
and I booked it. And
hey,
I, and it,
nice.
And it, yeah, thank you. And it filmed on Saturday,
uh-huh.
this past Saturday it filmed. And basically what it was some kind of like art, video art piece on like privacy and like hacking and like using people's information against them and all this stuff. So like it was weird. It was a green screen and they got real tweets from this guy that like writes from the Huffington Post, and I was reading them like from
what
a teleprompter
these, like what kind of
like just about mean? Like current events like oh like Charlie Hebdo, and that's actually how you say it. I butchered that. I felt so embarrassed because
you
know that's
say?
About the like
the like satirical
newspaper.
Charlie Hebdo. What
but
were
it's because it's spelled with a, there's an H in the beginning of it. like hebdo.
Oh,
I'd like
yeah.
to point
it's
out
not,
again,
herbs it's and not, spices.
I'd like to point out though that Eric did take French, and so he shouldn't have been able to pronounce that. Or if he just listened
well,
to NPR
I took
for
and
one
then.
Second, or listened to the news.
No, but often if I don't second. Hear things, but, I make up a ridiculous sanctified
spot. Yeah, oh, I would.
But
too.
Yeah, so like basically, all right. Here's how it relates to what you're saying, gibberish. So because actually, then there was links, and I had to read. The links. All this is from
like
a teleprompter.
Face.
Yeah, like HTTP :// www.com/this-this-this. And it was like, it was a lot of stuff. Like, I was like, damn, this is a lot of stuff to read. And so it was like, it was a lot. Yeah, it was a ton of stuff to read off a teleprompter. And so basically, there was like, they were using this software to put like, my face and overlay it. It was like this weird like face morphing software to the guy who really wrote it. So yeah, it had this weird looking being as the final result or something.
Were you dressed as a cop for this?
Part of it actually. Cause then I was reading the same, like some excerpts of it as a cop with nothing affected.
Meaning
over my face.
That the police are invading? Privacy?
Maybe that was part of the commentary. That might have been part of the commentary, yeah.
Yeah.
And
what
it'll,
about,
actually it'll show at the new museum.
Well, what it,
February
it's called
25th.
The new museum?
Yeah, it's on Bowery. It's
oh,
the new museum.
I don't know.
No, it's a real museum. It's called the new museum.
It's called the new
yeah,
museum.
Yeah, it's called the new museum. It's on Bowery. It'll be there.
Oh, I didn't know
February
that.
25th. You'll be able to see me
on Bowery
talking.
Just that one
is
day.
Is it like modern art?
No. It'll run for 3 months. But no, it was interesting.
It's a
the guy
modern
was nice.
Art museum?
Yes.
The new museum?
Yeah.
It's new art.
Yeah. It's
there you go.
It's okay. On Bowery. And actually, okay. It's also free one day during the week. So I'll
we
check
could go.
It out.
No, I would like to see
we,
it.
We could podcast
I...
from it and get people's
and
reactions.
Hear Eric being like http://.
It'll, it's really exciting.
World Wide Web.
It's really, but yeah, Charlie Hebdo. And then also there's some stuff about all the like CIA torture reports.
Yeah.
And so a lot of stuff is redacted. So it's like, and then, you know, this guy, Al Ansari, was like rectally fed through your butt.
Food
through your butt.
What kind of food?
Like, actually, believe it or not, it listed some of it. Some
well,
it was
wait,
pasta, pasta with sauce, like nuts and raisins.
Yeah.
Blended
they,
up,
okay.
blended up.
But you
and
can't absorb
yeah.
food that way, can you?
I guess you can.
I don't know.
Because I think it seeps
well, wait, this
up
is
through.
Them, this is a way to torture him?
Torture when, people, yeah.
By giving them nourishment
up
through their butt?
Well, because they're refusing to eat and they want to keep them alive.
Well, have they heard of an IV?
I know.
You could
know,
rip
but,
out an IV.
Well, but I, think
I guess
that,
you could rip out a
but no, but well, that's why they're saying it's torture. There were other methods they could have used.
Because that's the most painful way
yeah.
to feed someone.
Yeah, yeah. And
wait,
so yeah, that's like torture
that's
methods of like CIA. And so it was like, it's like, and then this was in the report, redacted, this date, redacted and everything. It's just like, I don't know, it's just some weird stuff.
Related to this, did you guys see Citizen 4? Yeah.
No, actually, that was mentioned in it too.
No.
It
really?
Was saying about yeah, go see Citizen 4 at
definitely
Citizen
go
4.
See Citizen
it's
4.
About Edward Snowden. Edward
yeah.
Snowden.
It's a documentary shot at the time when he was turning over all the documents to the
yes.
reporters, and it is fascinating.
Awesome. No, yeah. I want to see it. I do
want to
see
Citizen
it.
4. Shout out Citizen 4.
Shout
yeah.
out
Citizen
now?
4.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And actually, that's okay. like some of the same stuff I had to read. I think you just read an actual line from what I had to do. It was like hashtag Citizen 4.
I don't write for HuffPo.
At Citizen 4. Yeah, exactly. It was like this, that type of stuff. That's funny. But no, I definitely want to see that film, without a doubt.
Oh, you should definitely see it. They only have like very, it doesn't have like wide release. It has like very specific screening times. So you should look it up on their website and go see. I would go to see it again.
Okay, cool.
Possibly, depending on
how all right.
I feel like we're winding down.
We're starting to wind down. Any other last minute stories from anyone? Anything anyone wanted to share?
Are you like sweating this time? Like we were last.
It's still warm,
time?
I'm, like, but not as bad. It's warm. It's warm in the apartment. It is really warm.
We
need to because it's cold out.
Actually, my feet are a little cold. If right? I tell you the
really?
Truth.
Oh, are they? Wow. Because I feel like the heat leggings. Was yeah. kicking so hard last time. But then
no,
again,
I
wasn't
we
a full
like
suit.
Nervous,
I was in a full suit.
We were like nervous. Though.
Why didn't
we
you
nervous?
Take off your jacket before
I did.
The show started?
I did.
It was like a flop sweat of like, what are we doing?
It's
what
like
are we doing?
Sweltering.
Eric and I were like staring at each other like.
But then there
oh
were your
God.
Roommates
oh
walking around.
Oh no,
around.
There were like so
yeah.
many people that There's my roommate had like guests over and they were like all in here.
You were doing a podcast with
Well, we couldn't stop.
Yeah, we had to keep going because then we set everything. Well, we set
then
everything
everyone was
up.
Getting home from work and
yeah.
whatever.
And I didn't
want to
move everything into another room.
And I said, should we bring it in the other room? And Eric was like, no, it can't be done. So then we just had to keep on plowing through, keep on yeah. keeping on.
Actually, believe
yeah,
it or not,
the world of,
they're for
that's
having
a
ton of people walking around the room. There was not a lot
they were
of noise.
Quiet.
Yeah, there was not
tell.
A lot of noise.
They were like, just didn't know what to do because they were like, what's happening? What's yeah. happening now? Because I didn't really give them any warning.
This is the world of roommates.
Yes.
This is the world we live in.
The world we live in.
Thank you for listening to this today, Valentine's
High energy
Day.
Listening. I got it right. I got
High
it right.
High energy listening.
Guys,
listen
I said it wrong like
fear.
100 times
listen
on the last.
Fear. You
listen
said,
without fear.
What did you say? You kept saying listening without
yeah.
fear.
Yeah, like
and
multiple
said,
times.
Yeah.
But I think I was having a heat stroke because it was so hot in the apartment and I couldn't think right.
Oh, yeah,
and I smelled
you did.
Toast.
You smelled toast.
I smelled toast.
Well,
I could have died.
Right over there.
But,
no, I was here. All right,
you would have called
911.
On yeah,
already.
All right,
plus,
cool.
I'm CPR and first aid certified. Right, I mean, I think good. It's lapsed, but my brain...
Remembered
lapsed.
It. All right,
my
cool.
brain knows how to do it.
Good to know. I would have been in good hands. I would have lived. Cool. But all right, so signing off, Eric Risk and
Meg Scanlon
and
Sarah Ruth Blake.
Until next time.
Delilah, listening
bye-bye.
Without fear, high energy
listening.
Sarah, get in on that. High energy. Wait, do it again.
Okay. High energy listening.
Sarah, you didn't get in on that.
All right.
One more time.
All right, try it again. High energy listening.
Sarah.
Oh, now she's laughing too much.
You're just doing
all
it
right,
on purpose.
Here we go.
No, the look on your face.
Here we go.
You're so proud of you. No, she's not going to do it, Eric. We could do it a million times, and she's choosing
harmonize.
Not to join us.
I don't know. I can't
no,
harmonize.
She's choosing not to join
us. Guys, I can't harmonize.
All right,
it,
all right.
To, it doesn't matter. You just think
it's
at
all
the
right.
same time.
All
okay.
Right. All right, try it again.
Eric.
All right. High energy listening. Oh no, she's not doing it, just laughing. All right, we can't do this. We're gonna run out of space on the computer. So, all right, until next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye
bye.